The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio and happy holidays to everybody. It's you're going to be listening to a very funny guy today, not a comedian, but he could be a comedian. Let's just get right to it. I just found out he went to USC. St. Louis.
Right.
Wow, you're 75. St. Louis. Congratulations, football team. They played a great game against, what's that team from Florida?
Did you see that game? Yeah. I was listening to it on the radio, yeah.
They had like,
St. Louis DeLora got hurt.
DeLora
got hurt, that's why.
St. Louis got like 7, 8 D1 scholarships that they listed on TV, and St. Augustine had like 12.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like the state championship for like 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
Yeah, so you know what the excuse is, right, for us Crusaders? The local boys kind of handle the cold.
Hey.
It was 40 degrees.
I saw that. I would not want to play in that. And I played a lot of football growing up. You know, I played one game in 20 degrees. In Korea, of all places.
Korea?
Yeah, I was there for 1 year with my dad when he was in the Army. And the wind chill factor was zero. We walked around like mummies, trying to not to hit anybody, because once you hit anybody, your arm will just like numb up.
Yeah, I cannot handle the cold either.
But welcome to the show, Paul Tanaka.
Hi.
Very well known dentist, very funny guy. I mean, when I looked at you first, I was like, this guy doesn't look like a dentist.
Yeah, I know. I get that a lot.
Do you
get that a lot? Yeah.
No, you don't look like a dentist.
Oh, no.
But yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Percy.
Coming and joining Generations Magazine. Yeah. You're the kind of guy that I like to hang out with because I love humor.
Yeah, let's have a beer together.
That's not a problem. I'm going to have another shot of this. Maybe about 2 o'clock today. Okay. But no, but really, life, I've been doing this for a while. Actually, 10 years ago, almost the day I had the vision of taking over Generations Magazine from Kini Popo, who had the previous Generations Magazine. And I was going to turn 50. I turned 50 in 3 weeks. And I turned 50 in January of 2010. And so when we got the word that we're going to take it over, you know, I looked at myself in the mirror and said, now what do? So I'm colorblind, first of all.
Oh,
yeah. And my first call was with my classmate, who's an art director in the mainland, came back, helped take care of his parents. His name is Wilson Angel. He's been here with us since day one. I said, I need your help, because I knew he needed a job because his mom passed away taking care of his dad. So his dad, we moved him to the Philippines. And when he came back, he said, what you going to do now? He goes, I'm looking for a job. He goes, I have a perfect job for you. He knows caregiving. He knows aging. And he knows graphic arts. So he's been running the magazine since day one. My second call was to Kirk Matthews, who was a very good friend of mine. And unfortunately, he passed away. But he was my first cover. And so I called him up. I was telling the story to my family that night at Christmas. He goes, I called him up. He goes, Percy, what do you know about publishing? I go, not a lot. I'm colorblind, first of all. And he goes, well, what do you want me to do? I said, I want you to be my first cover. Because, you know, I know him very well. And I golf with him quite a bit every month. And he knows when I come in to ask him for something. He goes, now, what do you want? You want me? I said, I want you to be my cover, my first cover. So Kirk Matthews, if you go to my website, generations808.com.
He's on the first cover.
If you scroll down, he was actually my first cover. And we had a great time. You know, I mean, like I said, we knew each other very well, so we joked around a lot. Yeah. I actually have a picture where we always take a picture with the cover people and then off camera, just for my own personal keeping. And he just laughed. We're just joking. And I have a picture of him sticking his finger in my ear, like, you freaking guy, get that finger out of my ear. Yeah, I have a picture of that.
Well, you guys did a great job with that Generations Magazine.
Well, thank you. And let me ask you this then. So, do you have a lot of people over 50 as clientele?
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've been in practice for over 30 years, and patients have grown with us. And yeah, we have a lot of patients over 50. And the older patient, they have a lot different situations than the younger ones, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I've been doing this a long time myself. And in my day job, the reverse mortgage, I have people coming to me because they want to. You know, when I got this business, I was only 42. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really think about what insurance covers or not. Mm-hmm. You know, when they tell me, hey, I have to redo my teeth, and it's cost me this amount, I said, well, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's why I'm calling you. But I said, doesn't insurance cover that? He goes, no, insurance, like anything else, is limited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you must have a lot of, of clients come to you. What's like the common question, though, real quick?
Some of the common ones are, like, not because people are living longer. Yeah, they want to keep their teeth longer, or they want to be able to chew more, you know, like how they did when they were younger. So they ask about implants. Is that good, doc? Is that a good thing or what, doc? You know, how much? Cause it's expensive, you know, what's involved. So implants are the big topic now for, the older patients. You know, back then, like 30 years ago or so, when you were missing teeth, you either got dentures or you got a bridge if you could get one.
Right.
Or something like that. But, you know, implants weren't around back then.
Really?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
But so, today, yeah, we're living longer. In fact, I saw a stat recently, and I can't remember who put it out, where the average life expectancy in the state of Hawaii is 87.3 years.
Wow.
I mean, when I got in business 17 years ago, it was 82, maybe it's 81.
Uh-huh.
And about 5 years ago, 2015, it was 83, 84. It's slowly going up.
Going up. I hope I live that long. Shoot.
Well, that's what we do. What's your plan?
Yeah, how to stay healthy? That's right.
We're talking about teeth today.
Okay.
In fact, I can remember. You know, like anybody else, doc, I hate the dentist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You must get that a lot. That's why you're probably so funny. I was like, relax. I'll make you laugh.
So, you know, our office, I was going to talk to this. This is on the list, Percy. It's kind of down, yeah?
Okay.
But I talked about now since you mentioned it. Our office, we noticed that patients were kind of uptight, you know, when they come to the office. We were doing a lot of advertising, but as much as they were coming in, they were going out. They weren't coming back. Hmm. And then we were saying, what's up? What's wrong with that? And we said, and I looked around and says, what makes our office different from any other dental office?
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't come up with a solid answer.
How long ago was that?
And this was like 20 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And so I said, shoot, we got to be different. And so I made a really radical decision in that we are not going to be the same as other offices. So,
that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So what we did is I went into a kid's dentist. Yeah. And I saw how much entertainment they have in the kid's office, right? In the kid's dentist office. And I said, our office has to be like a kid's dentist for adults.
That's very true though.
Yeah. So every month we have a theme. We have a football theme. We have a Lucky Live Hawaii theme. We have, of course, the seasons.
For the employees?
Yeah. No, for the patients.
Oh.
And so we have T-shirts that match. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we have a movie theme, and then you come in our office on movie themes. They Photoshop my photo on famous movies like Shrek and whatever, and it's pretty cool. And then we have drawings for movie gift basket or for Thanksgiving it's a turkey, or for fish month because I like fishing, we have I smoke stuff, so I have smoked fish as sample to our patients.
It's making kind of fun.
Yeah,
you give me today?
It's a smoked shiitake, man. It's good. Yeah, so we give that away to all the patients that come in. Of course, the older ones always take more than one. And then we have football month, and I make boiled peanuts, the chili pepper garlic boiled peanuts, and the patients get to.
But you're right. You know, my son is only 15, so I remember I always had to take my son to the dentist because my wife has a job where she can't leave the office very much. And I always have to take them, but you're right. I do notice the difference.
Yeah.
When you go to a dentist's office for a kid's.
The atmosphere is different.
Totally.
Yeah. And in our office, there's a lot of laughing. I laugh a lot in the office. I joke around. And when I'm, you know, I can't laugh all the time because I gotta focus, right? So when I'm not laughing, some of the patients go, hey, doc, everything okay? You aren't laughing. I'm like, I gotta be serious.
Well, that's a good point, but it's true. I mean, even to this day, I remember, I was probably 30 years old, and I had to pull out a wisdom tooth. And the doc recommended me do all four at one time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You don't, if you get two done, the top, you know, if you get one side or the bottoms or the top, you won't want to go back. You want to go back.
No, it's true. But I did do four at one time. And one was really hard. And I swear to God, he was struggling so much. You know, I thought he was going to jump on top of the chair and pull it out of my mouth.
Wisdom teeth can be nasty. Yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah. They're far
back. Is the root
back.
That deep?
Yeah, they're far back. And sometimes they're growing sideways. So they got
the root,
the tooth. The tooth is growing sideways. Oh. Yeah. So, and if they run into the last tooth in the mouth, you could actually lose the wisdom tooth and the last tooth in your mouth.
Really?
Yeah. So it's kind of important.
Why, are they connected?
No, but if it's growing sideways.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
see.
They could damage that last tooth and.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think today my jaw still clicks a little bit when I open up and shut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why is that?
Just because of the trauma that you had to go through.
No, seriously, I thought he was going to jump. I told him, I think I did tell him, jump up on the chair and pull out. He was struggling so much, and I knew he was having a hard time.
Yeah, but the main question is, did you cry?
Oh, man. There's no crying in baseball, but there's crying when you go to the dentist. Yes. Yes, I was crying. Good question. Oh, my God. That thing was so sore.
Percy, you got to man up, man, Percy.
That was sore. I'm telling you.
I got a funny story. Well, a funny thing is, you know, girls that have to get their wisdom teeth out?
They don't cry.
They can party the next night, the next day, or that night. The guys... they cannot handle.
They get baby. That's why God made them give birth to babies.
That's
they can handle.
That is so true.
My wife when I had my son, I can still remember this day. She was on her cell phone up until about maybe 10 minutes before she really pulled the baby out. Seriously.
Yeah.
And she called like eight of her girlfriends. Okay, I'm finally gonna have it. And this was 30 days in advance.
Yeah.
And my sister and her best friend here came in to the room. And they were talking story while the doc was working on her. And the doc said, okay, he's coming out. You guys can't leave the room. And my sister said, I'll stay. But her friend said, I cannot stay the whole time because I got to pick up my son. So he went out. And I swear to God, 10 minutes later, she's back on her phone saying, yeah, I have my son.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Women are tough. They're stronger than men.
They're resilient.
Yep.
And she squeezed on my hand only one time. That's it. Mm-hmm. And boop, there he was. And women are, I mean.
They can handle.
Yeah. They can handle, but I mean, that's a traumatic thing in your life to have done.
Two wisdom teeth, yeah.
Four wisdom teeth.
For wisdom teeth extractions. Yeah, they can be challenging.
Yeah. So, you know, I was telling you the other day, a lot of people that listen to the show we find a lot of baby boomers because they're dealing with their parents.
Right.
People that email me, call me.
Right.
We still get a lot of readers that actually read the magazine in their 80s and 90s. For the kids, do you see a lot of kids bringing their parents, or are you still seeing active seniors coming to you?
We still see active seniors. We have a few where they Uber or they taxi or their children bring them in. But we have pretty active seniors. They're pretty good. Oh, they can still drive.
And so with active seniors, let's say in the 80s and 70s and 80s, you know, you mentioned something that I thought about. Smile is very important. I mean, I've had clients that, they don't smile a lot. And that's the reason why I know.
Yeah.
One of them told me one time, was, Percy, they won't tell you that, but that's the reason why. They don't want to show their teeth.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. But you're right. Eating is really important.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was just thinking about, in fact, when I was coming here, I was thinking about, God, I was trying to lose weight before the end of the year. And I was driving down the street over here. I'm like, God, it's really hard. And you know why? We have the best place to eat food.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you go mainland, you go West Coast, East Coast, San Fran. I don't care where you go. L.A. is pretty close. You got a lot of diverse communities there, but you can't beat. But
Hawaii,
the difference, you know what the difference is? Everything's within 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes.
Yep.
You go to California, like we went to L.A. A few months ago. We want to go to this place. Oh, I'll take you 45 minutes.
Right.
And I ain't going.
Right, right.
But here.
Right. It's too easy.
It's too easy. Too close.
Yeah. Percy, just pull your teeth. Pull your teeth out and you lose weight.
No. That ain't going to happen. That's a good point. Yeah. But, you know, I went to my doctor. In fact, I go every year, annual physical. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm actually in pretty health, believe it or not. You don't look, when you look at me, you may not say a different story.
You look pretty good, man.
Yeah. But my blood pressure is 120 over 80.
Oh.
All my blood work's all in line. So I've been waiting for a while. He knows I want him to write for the magazine, but he's ready to retire. I said, but you know, I can't lose my stomach. You know?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, Percy, are you happy? I go, yeah. Well, the blood work doesn't lie.
Uh-huh.
You know, I do a chest x-ray every year. Uh-huh. We did a treadmill test a while back. I'm fine. My blood pressure don't lie. He goes, as long as you're happy and, you know, 80% of your body type is from your genes, from your parents, you know?
Yeah.
Because I still play a lot of ball. I still can compete with 40-year-olds. I can't say 35-year-olds anymore, but 40-year-olds. And I'm very active. And
yeah, that's the main thing. That's the main thing. Be active, yeah.
Yeah, just can't get rid of my stomach, you know. Yeah. But other than that, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, you look good, Chris.
But I love food. I worked in restaurants for 12 years, you know. But so what's a good tip for, you know, like I said, our magazine is a resource magazine.
Uh-huh.
You know, we converted to resource magazine when we took it over. So people read it and keep it, or they read it and pass it on.
Uh-huh.
So what's a really couple good tips for people that maybe 60s and 70s? I think, to me, I tell people, at 80 years old, who cares about what happens?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. No? Well, no. It's important. Yeah. Because if the average age is 87 now, they got 7 more years.
That's average now. If you're above average, you're probably looking at about 10, 12
but
years.
But my mom is 97.
And my mother-in-law is 96.
Yeah. So, you know, at 80 years old, they're still pretty active. Yeah, they still should be concerned about having good dental care. You know,
so what is good dental care for? Is it different for like a teenager or like say my age versus somebody that's in the 70s or 80s?
Oh yeah, yeah. Teenagers, they got to floss. You gotta get a toothbrush in their mouth and they have to floss.
What do you mean? Older people don't have to floss?
Older people do have to floss, but then they should do more too.
Oh, okay.
The trouble is as the older they get, the less coordinated they get.
Well, you know what? You know? My son got braces about close to 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And so my dentist recommended a water pick.
Yes.
Is that good?
Yeah, that is awesome. Yeah. So the water pick.
Is it better than flossing?
Okay. No. You know what? For the elderly, because a lot of elderly have gum recession, they have more spaces between their teeth.
Oh.
So the water pick is actually pretty effective.
Oh.
Yeah, that and an electric toothbrush.
Okay.
Yeah, the manual toothbrush is okay, but like I said, they lose coordination and they don't brush as well. They miss.
Yeah.
And so one of the questions we get is, Doc, should I use a regular toothbrush or electric toothbrush? And I say, oh, you should use an electric. If you can get an electric, that'd be great. And you go, oh, which one? Sonicare or Oral-B, right? Those are the two main ones.
Yeah.
And
so one goes jut 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 and one goes yee.
Yeah. Okay. So
what's the one goes sideways and one goes circling?
Yeah, for those of you listening, Percy was going back and forth and going a circle.
No, like straight up and down.
Right.
Now that one or you know why? Because my son has the one that goes straight up and down.
Yeah, that's a Sonicare. It looks like a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then me and my wife bought
the Oral-B, the round one.
What's the difference? What's better?
We found in our office, the Oral-B is better.
Wait, which one? The circular one?
Okay. Okay, it agitates back and forth in a circular motion.
Right.
It has a circle.
Right.
It cleans better because you're individually cleaning each tooth, and that motion is really kind to the gum. Whereas with the Sonicare, it has some sonic action on it. I don't know what it does, but it looks more like a toothbrush.
Right.
The tendency to miss is a little bit, seems to be a little bit higher. So in our office, the Sonicare is the one that we recommend along with a water pick. And a water pick, the patients that do water picking and the Oral-B electric toothbrush, they have the least amount of problems.
Oh, because my son's orthodontist said the one that goes up and down is better for
maybe it's good for braces.
Braces,
yeah. But the Oral-B is for elderly. It's awesome.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. We have that. We got that about I don't know 8-9 years ago. But we just got the water pick about a year, maybe 2 years ago now. And so whenever I go to cleaning, right, your insurance covers cleaning twice a year, right?
Right.
So every year she always asks me the same question. I've been going in for like 10, 12 years. How often do you floss? I said twice a year when you do it.
Okay. So oral the shucks. So water picking does not replace flossing.
Okay.
Flossing, if you even do it just once before you go to sleep, and then water pick, that's the best. But you'd be surprised how much stuff comes out when you water pick.
Oh, no, oh, absolutely. Yeah. You can see it in your sink.
Yeah, you go to the movie, eat popcorn, that thing will come out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, I recommend water pick everywhere.
Yeah, water pick is awesome.
In fact, you know, mine comes with a traveling one.
Mm-hmm.
Like a smaller one, not the whole base.
Yeah.
Smaller one. So we went to LA recently.
Mm-hmm. You take that one too. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Costco has it.
Yeah. That's what I got.
The one they have the regular one and a travel one.
Yeah. Like, what is this small one for?
Yep.
And I never use it when
I travel.
That's
a really good investment.
Then one time I saw on a commercial, hey, that's what a small bugger's for.
Yeah.
And I took it and it worked easy.
Yep.
I was shocked. I was like, okay. So I like the water pick.
Yeah.
I like I said, I work with seniors, and I see seniors that they don't smile, they open them out. I know they get teeth problems. And I don't want teeth problems when I'm in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. You know, for people who have, and so many seniors have gum disease, some degree of gum disease, if you use a water pick to help you clean your teeth with, if you have gum disease, it can really stabilize. It really can stabilize the gum disease. It won't make it better, but it'll stabilize it. You know, so
I worry about that. Is that one of the bigger things to worry about as you get older?
Yeah, gum disease is actually bone disease. So what happens is if you miss any cleaning, the gums get swollen, they irritate the bone shrinks, and sometimes the gum doesn't. So now you have a pocket there, and the pocket's measured in millimeters. So a healthy pocket is anywhere from 1 to 3, okay. And that number is arbitrary, well, not arbitrary, but it's 3 because they've done studies where the toothbrush and flossing cannot go more than 3 millimeters down the gums. So if your pocket is a 4 millimeter pocket or a 5 millimeter pocket, you're not cleaning that millimeter or 2 millimeters
if
down.
If you floss. If you water pick.
And even if you do floss, you're not getting it. And even if you do brush, but with the water pick, you clean it.
Yeah, I like the water pick a lot, and I make sure I do it every day. I don't know what it is with women, but they don't like to do that.
How come?
I don't know. Go ask my wife. I don't know. We have the water pick in my. She has her own bathroom, and my son and I have our own bathroom.
Yeah,
we just did it that way because we like our bathroom cleaner than hers.
So she's the opposite way.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, water pick is and water pick is really good for your sink, you know, the drain area when it collects all that. That gooky stuff, you can shoot it. It cleans it up pretty good. Yeah.
I was just thinking about it this morning. No, seriously.
Yeah.
For some reason, there's a ring right around the thing go down.
Yeah.
Why is that?
That's because that's like mold and algae.
But every day, I have a sponge. So I put a sponge right above my
Percy,
my
I don't know what you guys are eating at your house, bro.
That's why I have a sponge right above my faucet because it just collects right there. Like once a week, I have to clean it.
Yeah, it happens. Everybody has that. So
but you're right.
Yeah, just the water pick.
The water pick is
cleans
perfect.
Out really good. Yeah, man. Put your hand there
because it'll fix it here.
Put your hand there because it's splashed all over. But it's, I know. Yeah, it's really good. Water picks are good.
So what besides gum disease, which the water pick will help in and regular checkups? What else is really for seniors specifically?
You know what we find. And I get kind of frustrated sometimes, a patient could be coming for years, right? And then all of a sudden they come in and we do our checkup, x-rays or whatever. And then all of a sudden they got like 7-8 cavities. And I go, whoa.
How'd that happen? What are they eating?
And this is in a matter of like 6 months. Yeah.
Huh?
So, yeah. So they come in regularly.
They don't brush.
Well, they do. But the thing is that, something in their body's happening that changes their saliva. So in your saliva, you have two different types of bacteria, mainly. Well, one that causes cavities and one that causes gum disease. And when you don't have gum disease or cavities, the two bacteria are out of balance. So no one wins. But when your saliva changes and becomes more acidic, the one that causes cavities flourishes. And you get more prone to cavities.
So what causes that now?
It could be a health issue. It could be a diet issue. Some people get dry mouth. You know, they have lack of saliva. And so the cavity ones just kind of go hog wild. It's almost like when you have a dry mouth, it's almost like, you know, low tide. And you get the tide pools.
Yeah.
That's what happens. The saliva gathers in these small areas, and they're in a concentration, and they can form a cavity right there.
Really?
Yeah. So
never heard of that.
Yeah.
So what's the prevention for that?
If you have a dry mouth, you gotta take some kind of saliva substitute or sip on water a lot. Or sometimes if it's really bad, we tell them to brush with a high fluoride toothpaste. It's a prescription one.
Hmm.
Yeah. And that usually works pretty good. Yeah.
Because we have a friend that the son didn't brush his teeth for 6 months.
Yeah. And what happened?
6 to 7 cavities.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially, you know, the young kids nowadays. You know what? The gummy candies and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'll do it. And the sodas. You know those sweet power drinks and stuff like that? That does it. That's the in between. That's the
sweet power drinks like Gatorade?
Gatorade and even the Monster and all that.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Those sweet, yeah, sodas, they all, that's the, when we see the cavities between the teeth, we call those soda cavities or sugar cavities.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We don't have any soda in our house. We drink water probably. Mm. 90,
even fruit juice, you know.
We only have fruit juice.
So, like, you know, your grandparents out there who have grandchildren, uh-huh, who are going away to college and, uh-huh, stuff, and they study and they sip on a can of Coke.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 20 minutes for the bacteria to become less active after a sip of Coke. So if it takes them 3 hours or 2 hours to sip a can of Coke, the bacteria have been active for that long with each sip. You keep replenishing the sugar for the bacteria,
wow,
to eat on.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So even like coffee with sugar in it, or energy drinks and all that with sugar in it. Yeah. And even Diet Coke without sugar, somehow it activates the bacteria. They don't get as much, but it's still...
What about this Gargle or Dulisterine? After,
yeah, that's why.
They,
and even like some say they use fruit juice, right? And they say, oh, but that has sugar. But you got to have water next to it and kind of rinse, yeah, with each sip or something. Or just drink it one time and sip on water.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of, yeah. Well, look, like I said, we don't have soda or those kind of juices in our house. We, mm-hmm, have a little bit of orange juice, but mostly just water.
Oh, you know, another thing the seniors do is some of them really like iced tea on the hot days. Yeah, they get cavities from that. We see that often.
Are you more prone to get cavities as you get older? Let me ask you that.
You know, you could because as you get older, your gums recede,
right,
and your roots are exposed. You know, the roots to the, right, teeth. Right. And the roots, they don't have enamel on them. So the enamel is the tough stuff, yeah? The roots are soft.
And
the, yeah,
enamel comes off after a while. Is that right?
It could if you brush improperly with too much toothpaste.
Too much toothpaste?
Yeah. So at our office, we really promote inside-out brushing. Okay?
Inside-out
brushing. So what usually happens is a person that uses, say, a regular toothbrush, you know, and they put a whole bunch of toothpaste on it and make that Dairy Queen whip at the end, right?
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
And then they start brushing on their favorite side. If they're right-handed, they usually start on the upper right or the upper left or the lower left, and they start going. They hold it like a hammer, yeah, or a tool, and they start, yeah, going. Okay, and that's where they get recession or they get those cuts in the teeth along the gum line. You can put your fingernail in it and kind of get it. Yeah, that's from. The toothpaste is like pumice, and so we call that toothpaste abuse.
Oh,
so,
I never heard of that.
Yeah. So what we do is
I was doing that for a little while.
Yeah, yeah, and it gets sensitive sometimes, and
yeah,
whatnot.
It's,
yeah,
better now.
Too cold.
About a year ago, it was causing me.
Yeah,
but now I'm okay.
So you're hurting yourself. So what you do is we promote inside out brushing. So if you ever notice that when you go in cleaning, a lot of the hygienists or the dentists who clean your teeth, they spend a lot of time on the bottom front and the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get a lot of, you know, tartar build up there.
Inside.
Yeah, inside. So you start there first.
Ah.
You brush there first, all the inside surfaces, and then you go to the top, all the inside surfaces, then the top on the chewing surfaces, bottom chewing surfaces, and then you go to the, if you're right-handed, you go to the right side. If you're the left-handed, you go to the left side. You start there on the outside, and then you end up on the opposite side. And that way... You don't hurt yourself. You don't, it's that you're kind to your gums. And
so
your,
if you,
teeth,
guys want to hear about what I guess what do you call it? Brushing your teeth etiquette.
Inside out brushing.
Inside brushing, guys. So
inside out brushing.
Dr. Paul Tanaka, yeah, dentist. Dr. Paul Tanaka, part time comedian here, and he kind of serious about that stuff. But you know, I learned some stuff interesting. But, mm-hmm, anyway, we're gonna take a short break, and we'll be back with Dr. Paul Tanaka.
almost here. It begins October 15th, goes through December 7th. Do you need help figuring out which of the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options will meet your needs and budget? There are plans available that offer additional benefits and savings beyond original Medicare that can help you and your family save money. Margaret Wong is a licensed agent with the Copeland Insurance Group here in Hawaii. They have a team of agents on all islands, speak Cantonese, Mandarin, Korean, Tagalog, Ilocano, to help you understand the various Medicare and drug plan options. They are here to help you select the plan that will cover your current doctors and medications. They offer this service to you and your family throughout the year at no cost or obligation to enroll. Please give their office a call, 808-591-4877. Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. Once again, that's 808-591-4877. Thank you for allowing them to be your Medicare resource. They look forward to meeting with you and helping you and your family understand the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options at no cost or obligation. Call 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
Let's party at the Cow.
Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
Let's party at the Cow.
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Let's party at the Cow.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you heard about Phytan, wondering if it works? Try it for yourself. Phytan Free Body Care daily at the Phytan Hawaii Shop, located in the Ohana Hali Marketplace on Ward Avenue. Phytan products are available at these fine retailers throughout the state. Long Shrugs, Marukai, Don Quixote, GNC, Navy Exchange, Runner's Route, Runner's Hawaii, and many other specialty retailers. Life-changing experience, Phytan. For more information, click on PhytanHawaii.com. That's PhytanHawaii.com.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
A very important period is coming up, what we call AEP, Annual Election Period, from October 15 to December 7.
The annual election period is when you can change from one plan to another. The plans change. The benefits, coverage, and premiums may be different. So know what you should have. What are your current health needs, your budget, and priorities? You need to make sure the medications you are currently taking are covered and that your doctor is in the network you're looking at.
Like we mentioned before, all plans are different. There's no one plan that's good for everybody. Everybody got different wants and needs. Call us and we can help you.
Helping you work your way through the confusion. Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio, and thank you for tuning in, and thank you for a great 2019. You know, we're starting off, this is actually going to be one of our last shows of the year, 2019. And going forward in 2020, we've been doing a lot of planning, and we're going to be, if you go to our website now, generations808.com. You can give us your email if you want, and we'll send you out notices of different events. You'll be the first to get the magazine, because the magazine takes about 2 weeks to on a slow boat from Oregon to come here. If you subscribe, you'll be one of the first to get it, because it's mailed from their Portland post office directly to you. It takes about 2 to 3 days. Otherwise, the magazine takes about 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks, to get fully distributed through all our channels. Mm-hmm. But if you go to our website, email, we'll email it to you as soon as we go to print. We usually go to print about second week of the month, and then you get it probably, we go to print third week of the month, and we usually get it first or second week of the month, the following month, because we're every other month. Mm-hmm. But it's a great way to keep in touch. On our workshops coming up, we're doing about 7 next year. No. 6 of them we kind of control, we produce it. Also, we have a survey. If you look at the current the gift of food issue for the December, January, our Generations magazine, there's a survey on there, and actually the survey is on our website as well. Survey is really just to give you us an idea of where people get it, what they're looking for, what they like about it, what they don't like about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to say most of the people, I would say 98% of people are happy with that magazine, what mm-hmm. we do. And you know, I'm out quite a bit, so I kind of know what they want to do, what they want to read, what they want to listen to. So I'm glad. Thanks to our Wilson Angel and Catherine Smith and Sherry Goya and Elton Murata and Brian Suda and who else? Deborah Lorden for helping put the magazine together, and great partners like Paul Tanaka, dentist Paul Tanaka, sidekick comedian here. But no, it's been a really great run. Like I said, we start 10 years and we're very happy. We just had our, you didn't come, but next year you'll come. We just had our annual partner breakfast at Dave & Buster's, which was really great. So we kind of get to know each other, and that's really the key in our industry is, you know, because most people don't have Yellow Pages anymore,
yeah.
People want a referral. People want to know people they can trust. You know, in our magazine, a lot of times they'll see your ad for a while, but it may not need your service, but when they need your service, you're in there. So it's really important that, you know, you people have that smiley face of yours, mm-hmm. Paul, and, mm-hmm. and know what you do, but it's been a great run. You know, we're also, this show will be archived on our website in about, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, Leah, our engineer here. And we'll, so basically what happens is after the show, it airs this weekend, mm-hmm. Saturday from 5 to 6,
okay.
Sunday from 3 to 4 on AM 690. It's also actually on FM too, 94.3, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you don't want to go to AM, which I don't like to go to AM, so I'd realize you have 94.3, So on my car radio, especially, I keep it on that on the FM side. But also a couple new changes to the website. You know, as a publisher, I get a lot of stuff sent to me, so I'm reading a lot more. I look at a lot of data, and I realize I need my glasses more. So I'm glad, Paul, your font's pretty decent size here on this handout here.
Yeah, it's 14.
But our website has capability now to increase the font.
Oh.
Also, we added a new feature for people that are more they can't see as well, even with glasses, because mm-hmm. My friend of mine, his wife just lost all her vision in one eye with glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly, she'll, in about 3 to 4 years, she'll lose the full sight in the other eye. So we actually have an app on our website where you can highlight certain pages and it'll talk to you.
What you
highlighted.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're hearing, if you're vision impaired, this will help you be able to look at our website because they can read all our past issues, which is really, that's a cool app. So thanks to Malin Moore, our website designer. But yeah, sign up for your email. We'll send you events. And when the issue comes out, we'll email you a copy because I read most of my stuff on my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the magazine too, but I'm on the road quite a bit. So I actually read off my phone quite a bit from different things because I have to know what's in the magazine. So yeah, thanks to great part like Dr. Paul Tanaka, dentist. Yeah, so we're talking about how to stay healthy, let alone issues with as you age. But so why is grinding one big issue for you? You mentioned
grinding is
that when you're sleeping?
Yeah, grinding. Okay, so almost 80, I would say almost 80 to 90%, or almost everybody does some type of grinding. Okay, the worst type of grinding
is when you're sleeping
because your defenses are down. So, if I told you right now, Percy, bite on this thing, and it measured how hard you bit, and you bit, and you scored a score of 100. Wow, Percy, pretty good. At night, you when you're grinding, you would hit like 200-300.
At night,
and people who grind don't realize that they're grinding at night. Most of them don't. Okay, and they say I snore. I don't grind. My dentist said I grind, but no, I snore. I don't grind. My mouth is wide open. My wife or my husband tells me my mouth is wide open when I grind. But in grinding at night, you only grind for a few seconds. And you might grind like 10 seconds here, you know, 7 seconds here. You don't grind for the whole night. But that grinding is so intense. And maybe through the whole night, you might only grind a minute. But night after night with that hard grinding, it does a number on your teeth.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it do?
It wears it. Enamel is the hardest thing in your body.
Right.
And you can flatten that thing out. So I always joke with the patients when I see that they're grinding and they're not wearing a guard, because the treatment for
overgrinding
is to wear a guard.
Right.
And I always joke with them and I said, oh, wow, your teeth look like an aircraft carrier. It's flat, man.
Really?
Yeah. So, some people, they're lucky because it gets flat and they don't have any sensitivity. But they're chewing.
What do you mean by that? Not having. So do you lose sensitivity if you grind too much?
No, you can get sensitive teeth.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah, you get sensitive teeth. Yeah. And other people, depending on how you grind, because some people, when they bite down and they kind of just rock, that's grinding. Some people, they bite down and their jaw is moving left to right, forward and back, and they have big motions when they grind, you know. And the part that it makes dentists look bad. Grinding makes dentists look bad because it's sometimes hard to diagnose.
Why is it hard to diagnose?
Because the symptoms that come with it are deceiving.
You can't feel it?
No. So some people, they have pain. And so this is what we usually ask. A patient comes in and they have pain. They go, doc, my teeth hurt. And I go, okay, so what's up? And then they go, oh, yeah, man, I got up this morning and, oh, my teeth hurt. And I say, okay, point to them. Okay. And then when they put their hand on their cheek, then I know it's probably grinding, because if it was a tooth, they would use their finger and point to the exact tooth where it hurts, you know? And I asked them, okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the range of pain? And they said, oh, so maybe a 4 or 5, you know, around there, not too bad. The dull pain is usually grinding. You have a ligament around the root of your tooth, yeah? And when that ligament gets irritated, it's almost like a sprained ankle, sore ankle, yeah? That it gets inflamed and it gets kind of sore, yeah? Hmm. And you can get headaches, you can get jaw aches, you can get some people get cloudy hearing, all from grinding.
So what's the solution for that?
A guard.
That's it?
Yeah, just so put a guard. It helps. It doesn't cure it.
Right.
Grinding is basically from stress. It can be good stress, bad stress. You could have a stressful day at the office or whatever with the grandkids or whatever, or you can have a really fun day in the beach and all that. But that's a lot of stress in the sun and whatnot, and you can still grind.
So is that like Alzheimer's, you can never get healthy again.
Yeah,
is grinding the same way.
Once a grinder, always a grinder. It just you may grind less as you get older, but we have not. It's very common to see patients with full dentures, upper and lower, and they're flat like an aircraft carrier. Yeah, so you grind whether you have your own teeth or you have false teeth.
So whether if you're a client of Dr. Paul Tanaka, then yeah, you probably know. But if you're not a client, you better ask your dentist, hey, do I have aircraft carrier, and see what they say.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Well, Dr. Paul, take my teeth for is there like an aircraft carrier?
Yeah, so you know, like sometimes your dentist might send you to the root canal specialist, or might tell you you might need a root canal because of the pain that you're having. You might have an old filling or a crown or whatever on it, and it might be hurting. But in actuality, it's the ligament around the tooth that's bothering you. So one of the things to kind of determine or differentiate is if the pain lingers. So if you have sensitivity to hot or cold or tapping or whatever, and the dentist taps it, or you say, oh yeah, I drank something cold and I got a shock usually is okay. But if it gets a shock and then it lingers for like 30 seconds to a minute or even longer, then you know something probably is going on with the nerve. Yeah, so that's one of the
and that's caused from grinding?
That means that it can be caused from grinding, that the nerve is dying. The ligament is you're putting too much stress on the nerve. So
really?
Yeah. So grinding is not good. It makes dentists look bad because sometimes we misdiagnose it. And it's not an easy thing to diagnose. And so you said, oh, my dentist's junk because he told me I needed a root canal and I don't need one. Or, oh, he told me, just wear this guard and, oh, I ended up needing a root canal.
So they just need to ask specifically, do I have a problem with grinding? And they can check?
Yeah. He could. So what we do is...
I'm making a note because I think I'm going to see my dentist in a month or so.
What we do is we check the muscles. So now whenever we have a patient coming in like that, I check the muscles. And if the muscles are tight, your jaw muscles.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, if you put your fingers on your cheek and you bite down hard and you feel the muscles pop up, that's your jaw muscles. And if you got like a knot there, or if you press there and it's tender, you're probably grinding. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
So
now I want to show... I know my the hygienist always does that for me. It doesn't hurt. doesn't hurt. But so if Dr. Paul is not your dentist, ask your dentist, hey, do I have a problem with grinding?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then you can see because you'll chip fillings, you'll chip crowns, you even crack teeth. You can even crack teeth with that. And crack teeth is not good.
So you mentioned something now. So you mentioned about root canals. So I actually listened pretty good, but it took me a while to register. So a dentist doesn't do root canals?
No. Some general dentists do root canals. Oh. But if you go to a specialist, they usually do it a little bit more.
It's all they do all day long.
Yeah, that's all they do all day long. But, you know, like the easy ones, where it's not too complicated and, you know.
Well, first of all, what's a root canal problem?
Okay, what a root canal is.
Sounds cool. I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. Is there a problem with a root in your tooth?
Yeah. A root canal is when the nerve dies. You have a nerve and blood vessels inside the tooth.
Yeah, okay? I know that.
And when the nerve dies, okay,
what
for whatever reason, trauma.
Grinding, decay.
You could have
cavities.
Yeah, cavity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The nerve dies. They go in with their little instruments and they clean out the nerve and the blood vessels, and then they sterilize the canal. Yeah, and then they fill it up with inert rubber material.
And
that's a root canal.
That makes the tooth all good again.
Yes. Then you don't have any feeling in the tooth, and you're cool. You're good. You're good to go. You know, since we're on the topic.
Yeah, you know what a root canal was? I never knew what that was.
Since we're on the topic of root canals, if your dentist ever suggests that you get a root canal, or you go to endodontist and they're doing the root canal, I would.
Second, ask for a second opinion?
Yeah, no. I would always ask, either your dentist or the person doing the root canal, is the tooth worth saving?
Oh, good question.
Because as dentists, sometimes we get caught up in the rescue mode and we try and save everything. But longevity-wise and cost-wise, it may not be a good idea. It may be a better idea to just chuck the tooth and get an implant or get a bridge or something, because you get a root canal, you're going to spend X amount of money. And then if a lot of your tooth is missing, they got to build it up or put a post in, and that's another cost. And then they got to put a crown on that, and it's another cost. So you end up paying so much, and it may only last you so long.
Whereas if you're 87, that would be something to think about.
But if you're in your like 70s and 60s or whatever, and you need to get one, you should ask them, is it worth getting a root canal? Is it worth saving? And as opposed to an implant.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Good question. Yeah. So, yeah, by the way, so what's up with the cracked teeth?
Oh, cracked teeth are bad. Okay.
So what is grinding a root canal? Okay. It's all bad news. No good news. The only good news is I haven't had a cavity in 20 years. That's about it.
Cracked teeth. If your tooth cracks all the way to the nerve, if it's a big crack, then you're going to get extracted. If it's a small crack, they might be able to crown it. If it's a medium-sized crack, they might be able to do a root canal and then get a crown and see if they can save it. But cracked teeth are not good.
Let me ask you something. I use Listerine almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that bad?
No. I mean, it's okay.
It's okay?
Yeah, I mean,
Okay,
I mean, you can use... Okay, so they did a study, all right, a number of years ago using Listerine and water.
Right.
Okay, the new Listerine, I think it had some kind of, I don't know if it has fluoride in it, but it has some kind of antibacterial agent. Yeah. It did a little bit better than water, but water does pretty good too.
Yeah, I try to do water, but it's always my breath.
Breath.
I'm always on the phone or talking to people, so.
Breath comes from different things. Okay, it could come from, bad breath can come from gum disease, can come from your tongue.
Right.
And it can come from your stomach.
Right.
And it can come from your sinus.
I didn't know that one.
So
if
you have sinus problems, it could make you have a little bit of bad breath. And also tonsils. Tonsils is like really, I would almost put that at number one.
Yeah, but most people take the tonsil out when they're young, right?
But not
nowadays.
Not nowadays.
So, back in the day, I think everybody did.
Yeah. But so a lot of people have their tonsils.
Yeah.
And the tonsils is like a spongy tissue.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it collects all kind of bad stuff. And it just collects. And I know some of your listeners, they've had experience where they're clearing their throat or they cough or they sneeze and this little white thing comes out and it stinks like crazy. Those are tonsil stones.
Tonsil stones.
Stones.
Never heard of that one before.
Yeah, and they get caught up in their tonsils, and when they get to a certain size or they get loose, they come out, and they're really stinky.
Wow.
Yeah, so those are things that you can kind of, and you can see them sometimes if you go open, you go in the mirror, you go, and you open real big, and you get a flashlight and look, and if you see some white things way back in your tonsils, those are the tonsil stones. But, yeah.
So we only covered less than half of what we want to talk about
today.
Okay. So what's the okay? We got a couple minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some big topics? I think dentures, partial or full, or I'll actually want to talk about what do you call those Venetians?
Oh, veneers.
The veneers.
Yeah. You know the veneers for older people. They're okay. Okay, but I would say if your hygiene isn't good. Or, you got to look ahead, because anytime you restore a tooth, you are going to have to take care of it. And if you're not able to take care of it in the future, then it's nothing like your own teeth, So, yeah, you might look good for a few years, but it could get all decayed if you're not able to take care of it,
Got it.
So,
got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So staff-wise, you guys got a big staff over there?
Yeah, we got about eight ladies there.
Wow.
Awesome.
All just work for you?
Only for me.
Wow.
And for the patients. Wow. And for the patients.
You must be a busy guy. So you're off, where's your office at now?
We're right across the street from Kahala Mall, but next to the Aloha gas station, next to the Waikilda Preschool.
Kahala Professional building.
Yeah. So we're away from the Kahala parking and all that. So we have our own parking lot.
So what I did, I just Googled you. I just put Paul Tanaka Dentist DDS and you pull up your website.
Paul Tanaka DDS. Or office at Paul Tanaka DDS, and then our website will come up. And
what's the easiest phone number to reach you guys at?
737-6229. Yeah. 737-6229.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah, we have good fun, you know, at our office. So,
Let us know when the fish and stuff you give out. And we want to send some guys over there for you. But thanks, Paul. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
You won't miss this guy. He's the funniest guy probably in the office. He doesn't look like a dentist, so that must be the guy. Right, Paul? So, thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Percy. It's fun being here.
All right. Thank you. Aloha, everybody. As always, happy holidays. Aloha and live well.
Sponsored by Generations Magazine.